Good afternoon. Today is March 9th, 2018, and we are in the conference room at Raven Landing. I'm with Ruth Benson, and she's agreed to do an interview for the University Archives and for a planned book of interviews for Raven Landing Library. We appreciate you coming and sharing your story, and we have a few questions to start with. First, a little biographical information. Can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Carroll, Iowa in 1931, mm-hmm. which makes me 86 years old.
Yes, it does.
And it was a long time ago, and I don't remember anything about it, but my mother tells me that I was a beautiful baby and that the nurses loved to show me off to other mothers, which I'm sure they loved, yeah. But anyway, that changed along the way, I think.
So
but
did you grow up there too?
I grew up in Lytton, Iowa, until I was 3 years old when we moved to Minnesota. My dad was a Lutheran clergyman, and he moved because he finished seminary in the time between my birth and 3 years old, because at that time was the Depression. He lost his job as a school superintendent and went to the seminary where he had begun but stopped because he couldn't see well enough to do all the Hebrew and Greek that was required at the time. So I don't know whether he got an easier curriculum or what happened, but he finished and we moved to Heron Lake, Minnesota, which nobody ever heard of. It's in Jackson County in the southwest part of the state. And when I was, I can't remember how old I was, but we moved a couple of years later, 4 years later, I believe it was, to Kirkoven, Minnesota. And that's where I grew up and graduated from high school.
Did you have siblings?
I had one sister who was a year and a half older than I. And we grew up together in Kirkoven, and she graduated from high school 2 years before I did. And we both went to the same college, went to St. Olaf College,
where
I left after, I left after 3 years because I didn't want to take the Norwegian requirement. I was always kind of an obstinate person, but I was more than 51% Norwegian. I learned by consulting 23andMe that I'm 92% Scandinavian, which is in my case Norwegian, and so that maybe accounts for some of my stubbornness. My husband would guarantee it. Anyway, I wouldn't take the Norwegian requirement, so I left and went to Northwestern and did their nursing program, which took me 3 more years, but anyway.
But you didn't have to take Norwegian.
I didn't have to take Norwegian, but I did finish there and in 1955. And that fall, Carl and I got married, and in January of 56, I guess that's what it was. Golly, that's a short time. We moved to Pasadena, California, where he began his work towards his doctorate in geophysics. And I worked as a visiting nurse for a year and a half, and then we had our first daughter. And then I went to working at the hospital part-time, mostly weekends, because that's when Carl was available to do the babysitting, and worked at the hospital, which was interesting. I was the only young wife from that had a child that would work in the pediatrics department. I guess they had some rather dire illnesses among children at that hospital, and but I was willing to do it, so that's where I got scheduled. And the beautiful thing about that hospital was it was the Huntington Hospital in Pasadena. They paid part-time nurses, everybody apparently, time and a half on their birthdays, and time and a half if they had to work weekends. So I worked, could only work weekends, so that was worked in my favor.
Love you. You know, not everybody wants to work weekends.
That's right, yeah. And that worked very well until I became pregnant with our second daughter. And my husband was too busy with his work to, on his thesis, you know, to pay much attention to us. So our daughter and I moved to my parents' home in Minnesota. And from there, we were there 6 months till he finished his thesis and finished at Caltech. And then we took off for Alaska.
So what year was that?
That was 1960 that we finally appeared here.
So what brought you here? Did he get a job?
Well, he had a position at the Geophysical Institute, and I was in nursing, so I hadn't worked for 6 months. It was kind of interesting to see what I could find. But I couldn't get a job until we had a telephone.
Oh, I suppose.
We had a telephone we could call out on, but we couldn't receive calls. And then when we did get a phone that we were able to receive calls on, we were on an 8-party line. So it was kind of here and there that we got calls through one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
And then in 1961, I got a job at St. Joseph Hospital, at the old place on the river,
mm-hmm.
which is now a bank, and worked there mostly in maternity. But I also worked in the school district, and a couple of days for a doctor who came here he just came to run clinics occasionally in ophthalmology because there was no other ophthalmologist here. And I worked for him a couple of days, and mostly on the telephone, for making appointments and that sort of thing. And then the rest of the time I either worked at the hospital or in the schools as a substitute school nurse, or anyway, it got to be sort of scattered. I was here and there and did a bunch of different things. But my first and only full-time career was at the university, and that wasn't until 1972 when I began to be the university nurse. And as
I
worked,
they had one.
Yeah, there was one in the student health and counseling. And we were at that time in Wickersham Hall because the university was under construction for most of the time, and worked there until we got a new building over the security department and the fire department,
mm-hmm.
and next door to the fire department.
Oh, yeah,
and then we worked up there for the remaining time, and I worked till 1986 when our son graduated from the university, and our my husband, the following year, took his retirement and also his emeritus position, and I settled into retirement. But then I went immediately back to work at the health center in Locum for the doctor, and after 3 months there, and when she came to work after her maternity leave, I went to the Fairbanks Regional Health Department and worked as a part-time nurse practitioner in family planning as a contract position, not as an employee, and did that for 5 years part-time.
After you retired.
After I retired. So I retired again about 1962.
Is there anything you'd like to tell us that you'd like your children to know about your career?
Well, I thought that nursing was a wonderful career. It was very fulfilling and demanding and just interesting. And I loved the people I worked with and the students that came my way. And it was just really, most of them were quite literate, and they understood
what you
were, a good talking, you know, they understood what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a good relationship with the staff, and I enjoyed it a lot. But
a lot of people skills involved.
Well, it takes a lot of, it's part teaching and part example and part knowing what you're doing, you know, professionally. That was interesting. And that time, too, I was active in the Alaska Nurses Association. And in the local district, I was president and treasurer. I never was secretary. I think that's the hardest job in the world. But anyway, and then I was president of the state association, and then I was elected delegate to the National Association, the ANA, and worked there on the board for 4 years, I think it was, yes, and was on the Finance Committee and did various work with that outfit, so.
Sounds like you had a lot of experiences.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And one thing that I learned, and I'm not too shy to tell people, that I learned how to run a meeting. And I think that's an important skill for people. And then when I came here, as soon as I was on the resident council, I became president, and that was interesting too. Because I said I wouldn't go to any more meetings unless there was somebody who knew how to run a meeting.
You waste so, a lot of time in meetings, can't you?
Yes, you certainly can. But it's not altogether uninteresting, as one of my friends once said.
Yeah, get a lot done or you can just spin your wheels.
That's right.
Can you tell us what some of your fondest memories are?
Oh, dear. What do I remember the best? Well, I think probably the best thing that ever happened was my husband was on sabbatical for a year, and we went to Cambridge, England, and spent a year. And there I worked at Addenbrooke's Hospital as a nurse, and that was totally interesting, I thought. But the head nurse, the director of nursing, what they call the... what was she? I can't remember what they called her. The matron. And she was more interested that I get experiences around in a hospital rather than provide any useful service, it seemed to me.
Looking out for you, huh?
And then she was also looking out for my children because she wanted me to be home when school was out. Mm-hmm. So I worked a fairly short day. And,
well, that sounds pretty perfect.
Yeah, it was very nice, and I got into departments that I was really interested in, and I think I was able to make a contribution. And one time I was back with our son for an ophthalmology appointment, and he at the outpatient department, and what they called, they had orderlies, but they called them something else, and I can't remember what that was. He came up to me and asked me, he says, "Aren't you the American lady who once worked here as a nurse?" And I said, "Yes, I am." So I guess my reputation spread or something. But it was a totally rewarding experience to work there.
A wonderful time.
It was.
Life. Yeah.
And the children had a good time. They were in school and they enjoyed it. Our son was only 5 years old. He became six while we were there. And I don't think he had a totally happy time in school because it was too hard to be different.
Sure.
But some of the kids, our neighbor kids, came and played with him, and they wanted to play all the time.
So did you have three children?
We had three by that time.
Two girls and a boy.
Yes. Two daughters and a son. And
well, that's a great experience you gave them to be
in. It was good for them, yeah. The girls especially, I think.
Sure.
Because they were old enough to
appreciate
know what
it.
Was happening.
Well, that is a fond memory, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Can you tell us about how you came to be at Raven's Landing?
Well, we came because we had health concerns that were overwhelming. We couldn't stay in our house. We had a narrow, steep stairway.
An Alaska house.
Yes, a typical Alaska house. It was worked on over the years that we lived there from 1960 to 2012, yeah. That's a long time in one house. So we had a lot of stuff accumulated. So we came here because I needed a hip rebuild, and my husband had a serious tumor problem in his pituitary and had to have that taken care of. So, of course, we went to Seattle, and I found an orthopedic wizard and had my hip taken care of, and my husband had a neurosurgeon who was very skilled. And he had
Are
his
your children here?
They're all here.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, you had their support then. That's
We
nice.
Do indeed, and
that's
we've
great.
Had an awful lot of help from them.
That's great. That's
yeah.
a wonderful thing. And what's your experience been like here?
Oh, I think it's been wonderful. We've been very happy here, and my husband, although he felt at first that he was living in a hotel, He said now he feels at home, and it's really the best place for us.
Good. A fun and final question. What is or what was your favorite age and why?
Oh, dear. I don't remember. I think it was probably in my 40s. A lot of people don't think that's the best time, but I think it was in my 40s when I was really active in associations and professionally and having a very satisfactory life.
Very good time of life.
Yes, and good relationships in the family. And although we had a little, you know, a few ups and downs along the way, but yeah, for the most part, it was fun.
So is there any one last thing you'd like to say, have recorded for posterity?
Well, I think I'm basically a happy person, and that makes a big difference in your approach to life. You know, if you're pretty positive about things that happen and your way.
Well, thank you very much, Ruth. This has really been fun, and we'll make sure this gets into the archives.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.